It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's your eyes, man? Look a bit square.
I've been watching a lot of TV at the moment, as I do.
Yesterday, good day for TV. They're a little bit grey, overcast, you know?
Yeah, well, I binged a whole Netflix show, so, I mean, I made it. It was like 10 hours of Netflix show, not even like a slow day, like a 10-hour.
You didn't even take
non-stop.
A break? Toilet break?
Yeah, I peed. Yeah, twice, probably.
You take your tablet in there with you or anything?
No, my iPhone screen just on the toilet. No, I'm a pure laptop watcher, actually.
Okay, all right, okay. Pure laptop watcher.
Yeah.
Then you stream to your TV?
I don't have a TV in my room. I'm a millennial.
2018?
Yeah,
like,
2018.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's weird. We've got a Chromecast. Just stream to the Chromecast, go for the big screen. Beautiful.
Ooh, good idea.
Beautiful.
Anyway, Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon!
So this is...
Altered Carbon.
Yeah, a cyberpunk, futuristic, dystopian world where... Okay, this is the longest description of a TV show. But basically, everyone has their whole mind backed up in like a USB drive in the back of their neck.
Yep.
And the only way to really die is to have that shot out of your neck. And if you do die, they just put it in someone else. So I could die today and wake up tomorrow as a 80-year-old black woman.
Yeah.
But like still myself, my body.
Which they call a sleeve.
They call a sleeve, yeah. And basically it kind of deals with...
So where do they get the sleeves from?
So the sleeves, basically they can clone them, they can synthesize them, they can... if you go to jail, your chip gets put in storage and then other people can use your body, which is really wild as well. So basically the main guy that we follow is Takeshi Kovash. He's Russian and Japanese. But he is played by a white dude because he dies... 250 years before the show was actually set, and then inhabits this white guy's body who's in jail. It's a whole long.
Who's the actor? Is there? That was in
House of Cards. Kinnaman.
Yeah, it was Kinnaman. House of Cards also. He was in The Killing.
Killing. Yeah, his last name's Kinnaman. I don't know his first name.
He's in the
Joel,
Avengers.
Maybe?
Is he one of the? He was in the not the Avengers. He was in Suicide Squad. He was the guy that was in charge.
Rick Flag.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad. Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. He's white. He's blonde. He's cute.
What's an extravagant reasoning to get like a white guy to play?
No, the source material of the book is actually that's how it's written.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's set, the source material's correct.
It's
like,
sort of
like
Ghost in the Shell, like Scarlett Johansson.
No, it's not
it's
that
not
bad.
That.
But also, the Japanese actor that plays the original Takeshi also is featured heavily in the show as well, so it's not totally whitewashing, even though it's a little bit whitewashing. I do understand that. But then it deals with basically a super rich guy in the 0.00001%. Of this dystopian future, his whole family, they basically clone themselves and like re-upload to these new bodies every 2 days, so they can't die at all. Like, they're immortal. They've lived for like 300 years now, and it deals with like classism and how you can like accumulate wealth if you never die, and how like our disparities are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he gets murdered, which should not be possible because he lives in a huge floating fortress above the city that no one can ever get to, and it's a mystery mixed with like cyberpunk drama mixed with like gratuitous violence and nudity, and it's just really, really fun. Like, it's a really fun TV show. Like there was one scene where towards the end,
cool.
Is this white guy having a samurai battle in like a floating fortress, and you're like, you're using a samurai sword, and this shouldn't make any sense, but I'm really enjoying it. And then, like,
I mean, who'd use a samurai sword in a floating fortress?
I don't know. I mean, and
that makes no sense. I mean, a gun in a floating fortress? Yeah, sure.
Makes sense.
Or an inflatable fish tank? I don't know. What?
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, there's just so many aspects of it that you should just like, this is so cringe, but I'm enjoying it so, so much. And like, it delves into like very like dark, dark territory. Like there's rapes and there's murders and there's like the whole idea of prostitution and like, and it just asks all these questions like, what is our body if it's not our body? Like, what is our soul if it's not actually inside our body? And like, how do you fall in love with someone if you fall in love with their personality, not their face? And like, how do you deal with someone wearing someone else's face?
And what if somebody, there's one bit too, if I remember rightly, there's one bit where it's like sort of someone he was in love with comes back as a guy or something.
So there is one scene where someone's wife, they need to get her out of storage, she's in storage, and they don't have any other bodies to put her in apart from a dude's body, so she comes back from the dead basically, and her husband's like, who are you? And she's like sobbing, but in a man's,
yeah.
And there's all these cool aspects where like this like tatted up biker guy plays
I'm starting to get muddled up with the new Blade Runner now. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, okay.
There's also this one
similar
scene,
thing though, by the way, listeners.
Yeah, Blade Runner. It's very, very Blade Runner. Like, if you like any of that kind of genre, like go see it. And then there's this like tatted up guy, and he plays someone's Mexican abuela, and like it's just like there's just these adorable cute moments. There's also like some terrible.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how many adorable cute moments there were in there, but I mean,
I don't know. I smiled at least 3 times in this show.
Well, 10 episodes. You watched 10 hours of it yesterday, and you smiled 3 times.
Well, I'm not a very smiling guy.
Oh, cute.
I feel like this show also just has like the perfect opportunity for recasts. Oh, if you're not quite happy with someone, it's like,
well, I thought that. Well, I've only watched about 3 episodes of it, but I thought that too. I thought, man, your casting's actually just charging through the actors in the show.
They can just get rid of them. Yeah. The body count is so high in the show too. Like, literally, I think it's like probably like 20 deaths per episode. So like, it's
easy,
like a lot.
Yes.
And there's this one great scene where one of the best characters, Ortega, she's this Latina cop. She's so cool. She has to fight off an army of clones that just keep coming, and the clone is like this naked woman that just keeps coming forward. And this show is just like blatant, like, it deals with like the commodification of bodies and how they're just products. So definitely, just like, if you're nude, it's not a big deal. Like, everyone's just walking around the nude, and it's just like nothing matters, and it's just wild and fun.
Oh, the future's going to be like that, of course. I mean, we're a little bit anxious about the top of sunbathing here in New Zealand, but you watch, we'll in the future there. That'll change, eh?
Yeah, totally. And there's also like VR torture chambers, and it deals with so much of its own mythology that it just loves to play on its own concepts and be like, we can just keep pushing the envelope. There is no envelope in the show.
They don't seem to be hindered by much, do they? Like, as far as, it's just, I found myself a few times going, what the hell, okay, right, you need to just sort of calibrate your thinking there, and you can't wander off. And have a chat about Dancing with the Stars or anything stupid like that. You haven't got time. You've got to focus.
And I was focused for 10 hours because it was just.
I'm impressed. I appreciate the fact you did that.
I was just enjoying it so much, and I just didn't want to stop. I was kind of like, I want to see where it goes. And also, because it's a mystery TV show set over 10 episodes, there's still that overlying mystery. Like, there's still these cool cutaways, and he's dealing with people that are fighting him and stuff, but there's still this one mystery that kind of like really invested in.
He's still trying to find out something. Now, I do want to know the spoiler. When it gets to this is a problem with these Netflix series, or any sort of these all released at one time series. Do we get some sort of conclusion at the end, or do we just get the guts to be continued? Because that pisses me off, man.
No, so this show is very self-contained. I don't think there'll be ever a second season. It seemed like it very much cut it at the first season, and that's it. And yes, there's a great, like, right after the very biggest climax, there's a second climax where he goes in and he kind of reveals all the aspects of the mystery that you as an audience member kind of knew a little bit about, but now he pieces them all together for you.
Right.
And then there's another twist after that, and then like it kind of does final
epilogue. Good. Oh, so it's great big delivery at the end.
Yeah, so like,
magnificent.
So like, it does like keep weaving its way through the mystery while still just giving you fun stuff to like look at and play with and be like, this is
cute,
great.
Adorable stuff
and naked killer clients. Like, just
hasn't sold yet. I don't know if you sold Jogai on it. You don't look.
I was reading up about it last night. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. All right, good. All right.
Someone's just said the acting is actually the worst. Is that true?
I mean, Kinnaman himself, he just kind of plays
Not his name, is it? Is it Joel Kinnaman? Is that his name?
I think it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Unless I made it up. Takeshi, the main character, he kind of is just like sad and brooding and angry all the time.
He's a bit sad and brooding. That's true. I thought he was playing, chewing it up a wee bit there.
But I reckon the person that said that watched the first 5 episodes and not the last 5, because those last 5 I was into and I was really wrapped into.
Right. I think this person also did, who said Altered Carbon equals turd burger.
Okay.
Oh, excuse
us. Guys. Sweet. Don't watch it then.
Oh my god, you guys, somebody hate this. How the fuck can anyone watch TV shows on a laptop is beyond me.
I don't know how you do that either, I think. Are you running headphones?
No, I'm full noise out speakers laptop. I'm a student, guys.
Yuck.
I don't know what you want me to do. I mean,
put,
if you want to get BFM
on,
to
least.
Give me a TV, then go right ahead.
Binge watch,
keep texting in.
If you're going to binge watch, put some headphones on. That's what I recommend for a start.
I don't own headphones to go on my laptop. The headphone jack thing. Apple's ruined me. Apple with their headphones, all that stuff.
Mikey,
I can't
give
deal
us
with it.
The resources, and then we will.
What you do is you plug some headphones into your laptop.
Oh, I've got to go buy them then. Someone
just
rescinded up my student loan. Oh.
Someone's Jacinded up your student loan, did you say?
Yeah, to get some headphones. If you just Jacinder it up, you add some more and I get some headphones.
All right, I see. We'll do that.
Yeah, I'll text it.
Let's do this.
Do you want a pair of headphones?
Oh, no.
I'll bring you some headphones next week, all right?
Sweet, okay. We'll bequeath them to me next week.
Progress.
TV review hasn't got TV.
Sorry, guys. But I've got Netflix, so that's good.
Yeah, good pull. Hey, thank you very much. Cheers, Sam.
Go watch it. Bye, guys.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.